Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Welcome to The Blitz today, live on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. Today is Wednesday, October 28th. The time is 10:04 a.m. We are here in studio ready for another great show here on The Blitz. My name is Rick Butler. Joined to my left, that is Brandon Orrick. Joined to my right, that is Charlie Collier. And, of course, back behind the booth, locking it all down, the one and only Chance Collins. Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good, Rick.
Okay, pretty good.
That's your second pretty good.
I don't know. Are you sure you're all right? Pretty good. You don't.
I'm fine.
You good?
Yes.
I'm just checking on you.
Yes.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Good morning, Rick. I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. Good. Fairly unison across the board. It sounds like. Guys, it is a Wednesday morning. It's a little rainy outside. It's going to be rainy all day and tomorrow. So, I don't know, pack a jacket wherever you are headed.
Did your $4 weather app tell you that?
You know it did.
Mine did, too.
You know it did.
It cost $4.
Oh, my. It is going to rain a
lot. On your free app, right?
Yeah.
Chance, I don't say that the app was worth it for just knowing the rain over the next 12 hours.
It's our running dig at you. I can't remember the last time I paid for a weather app. It might have been early 2000.
I bet you never have. Most people.
No, I think I did like early 2000 before like you.
They had apps in early 2000?
Yeah, the early 2000s. Yeah, they had like apps. That's when you had to buy like the weather app. It just wasn't built into your phone.
On what did they have apps on in early 2000s?
I mean, like I'm talking like around 2008, 2007, like the first iPhone, the 3G. iPhone 3.
I thought you meant like the decade, the 2000s, and I was like, what smartphones are out in like 2002?
I mean, you had the Razr, you had apps.
It's true.
I mean, don't date me over here. I will go back. You had the Palm
like
Prio.
You remember,
had the BlackBerry. That was what we rolled with, was the BlackBerries.
You remember like right before the iPhone, like there were so many different kinds of weird sliding phones, the ones that would slide. And it have the
yeah, it had the rumor.
The
yeah, the rumor. The, old,
rumor,
the
OG
old,
rumor.
The old T-Mobile Sidekick was the first
yeah.
one of those.
That one had the weird kind of...
had the keyboard that you're talking about. That
yeah, but it would
out.
Like...
Yeah, it like, would even know, spin.
Yeah, spin. That's the one.
Oh, yeah, man. And some of those
that?
Phones are even coming back.
Right there.
They're bringing back the Razr if they haven't
they
already.
Are. They are. So you flip it, and it just looks like a regular slap.
Oh,
yeah. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, Charlie. We had apps. We're not that old.
They weren't
great apps.
I got to be honest, though. Like, in fairness, my brain went the same route that Charlie did, just kind of thinking, like, that's iPhone or bust, right? Because that's, you know, a lot of what we've known.
The HTC kids, had a bunch of phones.
Yeah. The kids beneath us, like, all they know are pretty much iPhones. But, yeah, like, there was that whole generation of iPhones that were just the weirdest little sliding and flipping and flopping phones you've
on
ever
our
seen.
Old school Nokias, we had Snake app game. Boom.
Yeah, Brick Breaker.
Brick Breaker. I was more of a Snake guy.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't like Brick Breaker. Anyways, guys, we have plenty of stuff on the menu today. We will World Series ended up last night, so we will get into that. We will talk a little bit about the SEC football of the weekend. We'll preview a little bit of the SEC football coming up this week. We got plenty of stuff to talk about. And then I kind of have a couple of discussion thoughts maybe for some of the, I guess just some of the bye week questions that we have still yet to answer. But first, Before we get into any of that, you know, I incidentally stirred the pot a little bit on Twitter yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. And actually, it's your fault.
How did I not see it?
It's your fault.
It is not my fault.
It's your fault.
No, it's not.
If you had not had completely ignored me in Kroger.
First of all,
two nights ago, then I wouldn't have had to, you know, call out the nice people, which it then in turn led to you being exposed as one of the mean people of this station.
Not true.
So therefore, it all comes back to you for being mean in the first place.
Not true.
Then explain it.
Your list is a sham.
My list is a sham?
Your list is terrible.
Your list is a sham.
Okay.
And your whole thing about me completely hi-hatting you in the grocery store is a complete fabrication.
Not true.
It is.
So yesterday?
Who, between the two of us, who has been known to just completely pull stories out of nowhere that are completely false? Who is that?
Mayor Freddy.
You. You call me mayor?
The tribal chief of the Blitz.
Tribal chief.
Not me.
So yesterday, I guess I put the first one out, and I just threw together a casual power ranking of who I thought would be the top five nicest people to meet in the grocery store. Put myself at one.
Absurd.
I love how most of your lists have you at one.
Why would you be number one?
Nicest man and fastest man. That's all I really
Why would you
need.
Be number
I'm at the
one?
Top. Why am I?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm a really nice person if I need to be.
I mean, I think that you're a nice person. I'm not going to say that you're not a nice person because I do like you, but you specifically said at one point
but here's
when we were talking about robot grocery stores, quote, I hate talking to people
you
at
did
grocery
say that.
Stores.
Yeah.
I want to get in, get out.
I've always
no
been
headphones
a
in. I don't want
to staunch supporter of I don't like to talk
people.
To anybody at the grocery store. I go in with my headphones.
Absolutely.
Don't talk
Which,
to
like,
me.
That can be your thing or whatever. But you can't also then claim that you're the friendliest person to meet at a grocery store when you don't like to talk to people
no.
grocery store.
You are right. He's right. Yep.
He's putting you on trial.
He's right. He's
put you on trial.
I can't say that I am the friendliest person at a grocery store because I'm not. My question or my
so
what I was
like
answering
I said,
though,
so
I
like,
was,
so like I said, your list
oh
is a
God.
Sham.
No, what I was
it's
saying
a sham.
What I was saying is this is the nicest people to you, a stranger, a fan.
Phony.
I'm not
Big
gonna
fat
go,
phony.
I'm not gonna walk up to everybody
Fake
and,
news.
And introduce myself. You guys, this is an assault. I'm not gonna go up to people, right, and talk
yeah,
to people.
This is an assault.
But if somebody comes up to me, of course I'm gonna talk to them. Of course I'm gonna answer. That's why I was number one. Number two, I put Cam Black. I feel like that's obvious. Number three, I put Nate Hodges.
I don't
Here's
how do we know
about.
These are obvious?
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's
I
also the reason I put myself at one, because everyone else is a question mark. I know how I would respond to a T. That's why I put myself at one.
I think
Cam might be the guy that when he sees you at the grocery store, he goes the other way. We don't
know. I definitely think
he may actually turn left. With Cam Black at the grocery store as well.
I think the answer is easily me and Cam.
That's good.
I think Charlie would be in the top, seriously, because Charlie's a talkative person.
Charlie probably
I love
does.
To talk to strangers
yes.
in random public
I'm going to say Charlie was at the top.
And I feel like Cam is also there just because I know Cam, I think he's a
I'm
going to
say
nice
the
guy.
Worst are probably going to be like myself. And I'm not going to be mean. I'm just going to avoid you. Like, when I'm at the, and it's just the grocery store. Your
I
question
love
was
the
about
honesty.
Their grocery store.
Yes, it was.
I don't like to be messed with at the grocery store. Sometimes
because you probably
when
also don't want people looking in your basket, seeing what you get.
I don't care about that because
I
cook some good food.
Oh, I
but
you don't like seeing what people, you don't want
people
all right, to
people would judge me.
So for me, like, the grocery time is like when I get my alone time sometimes. Like,
sure.
From the girlfriend, from the kid, and like I go and like listen to my podcasts that are explicit, and I can walk around, just take my time, like, you know, just in the grocery store. So like that's my time. Like I don't even like when people like that work there ask me, you know, okay, I just don't even say nothing. I just keep walking.
While you listen to your explicit podcast?
Yeah, I'm talking. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Chance,
it has some curse words in it.
Weston himself made a list, and he put geriatric Brandon at three. And then he put you at four, but with the caveat, if you're well-rested.
Very true.
I feel like this is fair.
Very true.
I feel like that's a really fair
Very
point.
Very true.
Sometimes,
Need
you know,
some rest.
You,
Getting
sometimes
old,
you work long shifts.
Yeah, man, into the wee
and
hours.
It's no fault of yours. You might be a little cranky at night or something.
Yeah, man.
If you're well-rested, though, a nice guy.
I would say I think number one is likely Charlie.
Thank you.
I'm going to put him up there.
Wow.
Number two.
What a boost.
And he didn't even make
what
your top
boost.
Five. What like I said, boost. Your list is a sham.
What a boost. Number two, I'm actually going to go Nate. And that's even a caveat.
See, and again,
Nate is the...
I feel like Nate is going to boost the station. That's why he's going to be nice to you. He wants you to listen.
Well, I think it's going to be genuine, first of all.
You think he's just doing...
Number two, he is the face of the station, slash he's the face of Fan Run Radio.
Wow.
He's the brand, so he's number two.
Wow, Rick.
It's going to be genuine. Number three is going to be Russell. Because I've been in many interactions with Russell out in public.
Very similar list.
With out in Russell with public, and he's really good about that. So that's going to be number three. Number four and five, that's where it gets a little tricky. Four, actually, I'm going to put Rick.
Thank you.
But you're not number one.
It's okay. All right, whatever. And at least I made the list. That's all I care about.
And five is actually going to be... Trey Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
Trey's going to talk to you. He's a talkative guy, too. And you're going to recognize Trey.
Okay.
He's fine bomb. Everybody knows he's our beat reporter for the station. I'm saying the face
fine
is
bomb celebrity.
Yeah. So I'm saying Trey's number five. Worst, Bear number one. Easy. Easy number one.
You
easy.
Too.
I'm going to get myself two in the grocery store. Still grocery store setting. Out in a public environment. Where I might be having a little bit of libations and fun, I'm probably going to be really cool to talk to. Game day, I am excellent to meet up with on a tailgate.
I believe that.
Number three.
Come on.
Yeah, it's going to be Brandon Ork.
Right here. Yep.
He's going to be, third worst. Four. I'm going to say John. John's
golly, no defense.
Wow, John.
Like a
not because John's
among us.
Not because John's mean. John's a big celebrity in the town. I think he's tough to talk to sometimes. Sometimes people may be intimidated by John. So four, but that he's not number one or number two like myself and Bear. And then number five going to be Davey Hudson. Actually, four Davey, five John.
Okay,
five John.
Okay,
what's your reasoning for Davey?
I mean, have you heard the guy on Twitter now? And you seen his Twitter? Davey holds nothing back.
No.
So
No. Davey, he tells it like it is.
Davey will call you an idiot and walk away. So Davey,
I wanna know why I'm on the mean list.
Huh?
I wanna know why I'm on the mean list.
You're the meanest guy I know.
I mean, I don't think I don't think I'm top five nicest. I definitely don't think I should be
you
on the
top. You got him rattled.
I put you three though. So you're like closer to nice.
But I don't think I'm on. I don't know.
You're tied with John. You're maybe around where John is.
No, you don't have to change it. You don't have to change it. I just wanted to know.
I put myself at two. Damn it. But like I
said. But you're honest about it.
But like I said, tailgating.
So was I.
We're out tailgating, like a grill out, barbecues. I do well hosting things. And like
when
social,
you need to be on,
social
you
settings
be on.
That comes from the hospitality sector that I've always worked in. Like I do well with hosting events and like parties and like you can take me to baby showers, things like that. I'm serious. dinner parties and stuff. I host mean ass dinner parties. Seriously,
can we have a dinner party?
For sure.
You want to co-host a dinner
party?
I was
thinking about instead of a Friendsgiving, doing a Wingsgiving. And everybody you bring 12 to 20 wings, and everybody has to bring a different flavor.
Can and we then also we, make it a wing cook-off at the same time, whoever brings the best?
I mean, wings. Yeah, we could do that too, for sure. And this could be something
this
like...
This sounds tremendous.
Yeah, and we just I'm all in. Eat different chicken wings.
I'm in.
Instead of fancy stuff.
I'm in.
I like it. But that's my list.
Okay.
Back to off of Rick's bias list, putting himself at number one. But Rick, you do make the nice list.
Thank you.
For
thank
sure.
You. I won't get coal this year for Christmas, it sounds like. But I don't know. I incidentally stirred the pot, and by incidentally, I fully and utterly meant to cause the debate amongst people. So
I liked it. I thought
I
it was very riveting.
I thought it was fun. Shout out
just
to
stir
shout
up.
Out to the fan club for teasing that idea.
Whoever they are.
Yeah, I don't know, whoever you are out there. All right. Let's see. We'll take a break here. As always, you can call into the show, talk about whatever you want today, 865-546-8200, like always. That is the G3 Help Me Hotlines. And on the other side of the break, guys, I want to start today. Golly, I want to talk about the World Series and kind of how it all wrapped up yesterday and the pitching decision. But, man, I also want to talk about what happened after the game. The post-game, the trophy presentation, the Boo Birds were out in Texas.
about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town.
All right, here we go. Back here on Blitz, talking a little World Series action. And before we do, to start out, want to tell you that this World Series talk is brought to you by our good friends over at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Hey, sports betting is almost here. FanDuel's giving you an exclusive offer in how they want you to get started right now. The FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. Yep, you heard that right. Giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. You don't have to drop down any kind of money or anything before that. FanDuel is America's number one sporting site or sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports in a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, man, there's the right thing for you to do. And that is this. Go to your app store, whatever it is, and search FanDuel. Now, there's a bunch of a great network of apps that FanDuel has, but right now we're talking about the FanDuel Sportsbook app. So go and download it. You're gonna log on to the app. Go and register. When you do, there's gonna be a promo code. Enter promo code Blitz, so they know that we sent you. They know that the right people sent you to the right place. Again, when you verify your account and you use promo code Blitz, you'll receive $50 in free site credit when the FanDuel Sportsbook is live. No deposit required. Again, promo code Blitz, $50 in free site credit to FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sports betting site. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, gentlemen, World Series ended last night. The Dodgers are the World Series champion. As Charlie just mentioned, they also set a record for most merchandise sold in the first 8 hours. L.A. was rocking last night. They won the championship in Arlington. But I got to ask you, what was, to you, the biggest storyline coming out of the World Series? To a couple of guys who, you know, didn't really have a horse in the race, was it, A, the actual game? Anything that happened in the game, Snell getting pulled, Mookie Betts having a great second half of the game to get the Dodgers back in it, Dodgers relief pitching. Was it B, the Justin Turner COVID story where he got yanked in the eighth inning because of a positive COVID-19 test result? Or was it C, the Boo Birds being out in full force for Rob Manfred, because boy, did it rattle him right there at the beginning. What was the biggest storyline to you, Bryn? Because there's three good ones right there.
Yeah.
All of them could be talked about very well.
Well, I mean, the Justin Turner one is pretty big, but I think I'm going to go with the decision to pull Blake Snell.
Okay.
I mean, that might be one of the, I mean, 10 years from now, look back on that. I mean, that may be one of the worst decisions in a world. I mean, he was pitching lights out and gets pulled after only his second hit allowed.
Yeah, he had two hits.
I mean, he was
five and one
he
third.
Was pitching great and had struck Mookie Betts out. What, had struck him out twice?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
previous two times
he had his number.
And then allows the hit. I can't remember who got the hit, but Betts was up next, and they pull
him. He hung a slider a little bit, like the first bad pitch he made all night, and they get a hit, and that was it, because Kevin Cash is worried about his third time through the lineups and the analytics, and he was pissed after the game. Snell was.
Yeah, I would be too.
He had to go off field.
He was talking about how he had, you know, he felt like he had prepared a great scouting report for their third time through the lineup and what he was going to change up. And he wanted to see the lineup three and a potential fourth time, empty everything in the tank, give everything he had, and try to pitch a complete game to get his team to game seven. And he felt confident that he was going to be able to do that. And then he gets pulled, and that probably ends up losing you.
I mean, then not to mention, like, Barnes scored on a wild pitch. That was the first run that had tied the game. I mean, that's just when disaster struck for the Rays and Dodgers went on a run. And now they're the World Series champion. Like, it really was as simple as that one decision. That's what it all boiled down to. That was big. Dodgers relief team was able to come in and just absolutely do work. Gonzalez, Graterol, Urias, Baez, all those guys were able to come in and just wipe out the Rays. It's hard to win on a 1-0 game, but the Dodgers were able to score a couple late. Chance, what did you think of this Justin Turner story?
Yeah, I thought that was one of the bigger stories. I mean, obviously, the Blake Snell, that's obvious. Only 73 pitches pitched, and he was rolling.
Yeah, but, not to mention, you don't have to let you – I mean, yeah, I guess I don't know you why might have wanted to stay him for
I'll
a seven,
never
but
understand.
Look, he didn't pitch in a day.
I will never understand why managers in baseball are worried about pitch counts in a game six.
Yeah.
When I mean, it's all or nothing. You know the guy's not going to pitch in game seven unless – he's a Madison Bumgarner
especially
type.
When you need him to get to the game set.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to let him leave it all out there. But, yeah, Justin Turner, the fact of the weirdness of pulling a guy because of the COVID test, like I'm pretty sure I would imagine baseball knew about it before the game is the – well, that's what the speculation is out there now, like the conspiracy theory that they knew about it before. But to stop a game or anything, if they thought maybe they would have had to, you know, suspend play or something, you can't do that in the World Series.
Well, they pulled him from the game.
No, I know they pulled him, but I'm saying, like, a lot of people are on Twitter, like, after it happened, there's been a lot of speculation last night and today that baseball knew about it, and then, like, I guess admitting that he had a test be, like, maybe having to, like, suspend a game for a day or so, and you can't really do that in Game 6 of the World Series with everything on the line as far as network TV goes, but I thought it was kind of odd that say if they didn't know and they just found out, why are you only finding out, you know, when the game's almost over in a sense as well?
The story was that there was
a regularity
with his previous test when it came back, so then they had to retest him in the morning, like not when everyone else got tested, and they got it back as quick as they could. It came back mid-game.
That's Justin Turner's taking a ton of heat this morning.
Yeah, because he was told to stay away, you know, obviously seclude himself from everybody. And he came back out for the celebrations.
Uh-huh.
And then he even tried to tweet out or something that I wish I would have been out there with my guys or something. Like people like are showing the photo where he's clearly sitting in the team photo.
Right. He's got Dave Roberts to his right and the trophy to his left.
Yeah, it was so a lot of people were talking about his actions afterwards, too, that he was being very reckless.
I don't blame him.
Mookie Betts said after the game, I mean, he's part of the team. We're not excluding him from anything.
Yeah, no,
I can't imagine being in that situation, like being
totally
10 minutes away from celebrating the World Series.
It's the World Series. It's
and
what
then getting told you can't.
It's what you've thought about as a baseball fan. If you played baseball as a kid, I mean, all your life, man, the pros won the World Series. And he was a key contributor, too. Like, it wasn't just like he was some bum.
And especially him, I mean, he's been with the Dodgers for so long and has been on all these ups and downs all these previous years. So, I mean, I feel like, I mean, it's tough. I mean, I would have wanted to be out there too.
I mean, yeah, if I'm him, I'm going to get this moment maybe once in my entire life. I've worked so hard for this. Find me $1 million, whatever. I've been with the team for 8 innings and a dugout already with apparently having COVID, whatever else. You know, some of us have masks on the field, whatever. I mean, it's fine. I'm celebrating this World Series because also I think you have to consider that there's probably a pretty decent chance that it's a false positive given the fact that they've been in a bubble now for a month and a half and have had no COVID exposure or anything else. And then all of a sudden, the second to last day, I mean, unless he broke protocol and went somewhere, you got to think, I mean, it would have been pretty hard for him to be exposed in the first place.
You know, it was kind of funny. He said after the game as well, he said at this point, the only thing devaluing the trophy is that it says commissioner on it. Rob Manfred went out after that game and got absolutely annihilated the second he started talking into the microphone.
He was shook. What do you expect? It's the first time. It's his first public appearance since the Astros punishment was handed down, and that was handling the situation that it was.
We all know how he handled the Marlins, that people hated him for that too.
Yep.
The Marlins situation, and then all the back and forth with the players and the owners as far as the negotiations.
He was up there with Goodell.
I mean, it was his first appearance. I think he surpassed Goodell.
I at least see some things Goodell does, and it's like,
Well, Goodell can be a little
maybe
bit
the lesser of two evils, but
Goodell
Manfred just seems dumb.
He has a way of using a little bit of pettiness back when the fans, you know, go at him. Manfred's not that witty. He's just a guy that you just don't like.
Manfred was like a WWE heel walking into the ring and then going to say something and the fans just totally stealing the segment. He was shook. He was rattled up there. The boo birds were out. And yeah, he got roasted.
Like you guys talked about, a lot of people asked, was there something wrong with him? Like legitimately, yeah, like medical condition.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I saw where a blue check mark, like a national baseball guy, is Rob Manfred okay? That's like what one of the questions was, like legitimately.
Again, yeah, like I didn't know if he was just legitimately thrown off, if he was. I kind of had a theory while he was talking, at least at the beginning, that maybe he was getting fed words through his earpiece, and he was like, you know, he was trying to go about it and process the words as he was trying to repeat them at the same time because it came off very stagnant, a little robotic even. But I don't know. It did seem like something was, you know, maybe different. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe he was just nervous. I mean,
either way,
he's probably never been booed like that before, but
he deserved it.
You guys want to come back and wrap up the baseball season takeaways and from the COVID?
Yeah, absolutely. More time. So baseball season is officially wrapped up. Feels like this baseball season has gone on for a long time. I mean, we have been talking about this stinking 2020 baseball season for seemingly forever. It was a circus headed into the year. We were trying to figure out how the sport was going to get back. I remember we kept saying there's no reason that baseball can't start by the 4th of July.
They let NASCAR beat them back.
And then NASCAR came back. And then golf came back. Yeah. And then the NBA came back. And everything came back. And then baseball finally got going, right? But the fans are upset because remember, this is also coming after the year that the Astros win the World Series and then basically go unpunished. And then it moves into the whole COVID preseason. Things were a mess. And then the season starts. Oh boy, here come the Marlins. The Marlins are ruining it because the Marlins went out for a glass of milk. Or they went out for a milk, whatever it was. Derek Jeter's trying to save the team. And then you have all these other cases pop up. Bam, bam, bam. These teams are getting postponed. These teams are getting canceled. These teams are whatever. Then finally, it seems like, hey, things are rolling. They got it kind of handled. Yeah, we may have a couple cases here and there, but for the most part, things are rolling. You move into the season. You move through the season. Postseason comes about. Teams kind of collide in a couple of different cities. You have the World Series. Seemingly went off without a hitch. Obviously, you had the Justin Turner thing at the end, but seemingly without a hitch. So all that and more, what a season. What a just ridiculous amount of things happened. It felt like forever. Chance, what was your biggest takeaway from, I guess, just the baseball season in general?
It was better than expected.
Okay.
I thought it was a lot better. Now, I know 60 games. I think 60 games is too few, but I would like it be like maybe max 100 games. I think that keeps it a little bit more entertaining. Maybe not across the board, and there's a lot of traditional baseball purists out there who want a full 162-game season. But I even think players would come around to it eventually. It's less strain, probably a little bit more time with their families. I just thought the pace of it was a lot better, and that was because the fewer amount of games, it seemed like everything mattered more. And when you got a 162-game season, I mean, let's be honest, nothing really matters until after the All-Star break, unless you dig yourself a big hole that you can't get out of that's just astronomical. But we've seen teams that have been last outside the All-Star break and then come out on the other side and make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I think that they should shorten the season. I think that'd be a step in the right direction, especially to retain some fans because most of your fans are older fans. Those fans are going to die. Like and that's just the truth. I mean, I hate to be so morbid, but eventually, you know, the generations, like, you have to pull in some younger eyes. You got to key in to the youth outside of Mike Trout and Mookie Betts. They got to brand the game more. We talk about that all the time. But the season was better than expected for me. Like, I thought there'd be a major shutdown. And they handled it. They handled it well. Like when the Marlins, when the Cardinals, with the who else got involved? The Yankees had to sit a couple games. Like they handled it well instead of shutting down the entire season and shutting down all teams. They just did it team by team and a case by case basis, and still were able to make up games as well. But it was a very fun season, entertaining. Loved it all, and glad that. Was legitimately happy for Clayton Kershaw last night to finally win one, get that piano off his back, because I think he deserves it, because now we can legitimately say he's probably the greatest postseason pitcher that I've seen in my time, at least one of the top, and some of those great hurlers on the Yankee squads. But I mean, it was a good ending to the season too. I mean, think about the Braves and the Dodgers series. You look at,
and there was some fireworks.
You look at this series. I mean, I thought that the trash talk, Trevor Bauer, yeah. I mean, the Reds.
You know,
like,
not to mention.
They didn't do as well as I wanted, but like, there was just a lot of like back and forth, and it just was a lot. The storylines, a little bit more drama, yeah. In a shorter season. You could keep up. I could keep up with it more. I don't know about everybody else, but I could keep up with a lot more with a shortened season, and I was entertained thoroughly in what I thought was going to be a terrible disaster.
You know what I thought was pretty cool? You know, these guys went the entire season, the entire regular season, without ever getting to play in front of fans. Yeah. They're just playing these gigantic, empty stadiums this whole time. Moving to the postseason, okay, maybe a little bit more. That must have been cool for the Dodgers to win the World Series in front of fans last night. Yeah. I know that
they
it wasn't.
Loud.
It did.
They
and
did.
I know that it wasn't necessarily at home, but it also wasn't at the, you know, on the road. So even though it was a smaller crowd, it still is like 90% Dodgers fans there. That must have been an awesome feeling, just getting to, you know, getting to go that whole season without ever having the rewarding factor of fans, and then finally getting to have that at the end. Now, I'm sure for the Rays, that made it all the more worse, but either way, I thought that would have been a cool thing.
Yeah, taking a look at this year, I know you talked some about growing the game and ratings and stuff. So this season, you actually had, you know, each team's regional network, you had the ratings up for all but four teams. You had a rating increase. And those four teams were teams that have been historically, you know, good the last 5 or 6 years and then had a terrible season, so people stopped watching in the second half, like the Nationals, for example. So you had a rating increase there, which is something you want to try to build on. But then another thing, key demographics, the 18 to 35-year-old range saw a pretty major increase this year, as well as women. You saw a big increase in women watching baseball this year. So you want to look at those two aspects, try to maybe isolate, you know, the things that helped you grow it. Was it just luck of the draw because people wanted something to watch? Was it the shortened season? Was it the fact that you're finally starting to market some of these younger stars like Tatis, like Soto, like Acuna?
Don't forget people being stuck at home working from home,
exactly.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I was saying. Was it luck of the draw with that?
Yeah.
Or are there things that you can build on? Because I think
that's surprising.
Too.
You know, the numbers are surprising, and one, good for them. Two, I think chance is right. That certainly factors in. I got to say, for me, like, it was probably the least amount of baseball that I've watched this season, just because I think out of all the sports, maybe for me personally, it was just kind of the hardest to get back into without fans, especially some of the other stuff was starting to gain fans. But hey, at the end of the day, even if I wasn't tuned in as much, and don't forget, my team is the worst. But at the same time, that's awesome. That's good for baseball that it was on the rise. I mean, like we've been saying, we know it needs to get back, you know, to that top level relevance, and we want it to. However, it gets there along the way. Brandon, what'd you think?
I mean, I'm kind of with Chance. Just the way that they were able to kind of pull off this season, and even though it did have some hiccups along the way, like you said, with the Marlins and Cardinals and having to kind of work the schedule around, the season did get finished. And, I mean, I think you got to tip your hat, I mean, to them. And, I mean, same as NBA and NHL. I mean, just to be able to – I mean, you got to feel some sort of accomplishment to kind of have that finished. And for those players, especially the teams that were in the postseason, Dodgers, Rays, Braves, for those guys that – I mean, same as to go back to their families now, which I know some of them were with them. They could be with them in the World Series, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, hats off to them. for a good season.
No doubt about it. So that was MLB in review a little bit. But either way, yeah, I totally agree with you guys. Chance, I'm with you on the shortened season. I know that maybe that's not a likely thing that'll happen going forward, but you know what? I do agree that while it was here, I enjoyed it. It was a little bit easier to follow. It was a little bit easier to keep track of things. But either way, that is the MLB postseason in review. On the other side of the break, we'll see what else we can get into. I do want to get into an opening drive at some point today, maybe in the second hour.
Oh, and congratulations to Rick, Brandon, and myself for picking the winner.
Oh, cheers, fellas. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. All right, so thinking about it, like, what are the best, what cities are having the best sports time right now? It's got to be L.A., one of them, coming off Lakers winning the championship. Clippers were a mess, but they're still good. Obviously, the Dodgers win. Tampa Bay, probably one of the best right now. Lightning win the Stanley Cup. Rays are in the World Series. Buccaneers are Super Bowl contenders. Who's the worst? Dallas, one of the worst.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say New York, but like, I wonder if the Yankees carry enough of those bad teams.
That's what I'm thinking about Dallas, though. I mean, the Stars and the Mavericks, do they make up for the mess that is, I mean, the are we including the Rangers since they are playing in Arlington and then?
Yeah. Yes, you include, yeah.
Okay. Like,
I'm not a Texan.
Right, I know. Okay.
Don't give me
Chicago.
Stink. Oh, Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
Oh, that's definitely one of them right now. Yeah. They were feeling good. They can't really be feeling
good.
They
had the White Sox and the Cubs in the playoffs.
Yeah, the White Sox, the Cubs.
But they're just, the White Sox are just now starting to hit their peak of where people thought they would be, like, you know, starting to be a contender. But the Bulls carry a lot of weight in Chicago when you talk about, like, you said the Yankees, they carry enough for the other teams. The Bulls being down for so long is a huge hit and it's a huge loss to Chicago. I think the Knicks, too. When the Knicks and the Giants are rolling.
I agree.
I feel like...
Like, there's certain teams in each city that you're right, do carry more weight.
Oh, yeah, the Giants, when they're rolling, I mean...
So it's like when the
their
Knicks...
Their fans are out, yeah. It's
when
the Knicks,
Cowboys,
too.
When the
Knicks
Bulls.
Have such a big fan base. I think still to this day, and they suck.
The
bad.
Knicks,
same
Giants...
As the Bulls.
The Knicks, Giants, Jets...
And Mets.
And Mets.
Yeah.
All being as bad as they are, I think
Trump
does,
the Yankees being
does cancel out the Yankees.
I think it
New
does
York
too.
New York might be right they, now. Boston,
and it's also because they have Boston. So many teams. Yeah, but Boston, they'll be in the NBA championship within 1 to 2 years. That's a big thing
but
for
I
the
mean,
Celtics.
The
Patriots
are down. The
DC
Red Sox just watched DC. Mookie Betts win
yeah,
one.
Red Sox.
Let me go.
DC. Hold on,
DC.
Yeah, DC.
DC's
Wizards.
Coming off of
the football team. Because
now you're
sucks.
Not the defending champions. This is the first day you wake up not the defending champs.
That's true.
So yeah. You got the Caps. Are they any good?
Yeah, the Caps are really good. Okay. But other than that.
And they just won one, what, 5 years ago, the Caps?
Sometime recently.
Like three.
Was it three?
Ovechkin.
Yeah, he got his first one.
I'm trying to think. Any more?
Jacksonville?
Sacramento.
But you see, like, I was thinking of those two, but maybe, like, those are one team.
Yeah, that's tough. I would say Chicago and New York are up there. That's a good. Those
I
are good
would say
ones.
New York and
is
DC.
Is the worst
DC
right now.
The
New York is
now.
The worst
DC,
right now. For
DC,
sure.
I don't know. How
the Knicks the haven't been those. Great since, I mean, it's been a while since Carmelo's, like,
top
second
four?
Year
DC,
there.
DC, New York, Chicago, Dallas?
I think New York's number one.
Well, in any
order. I would not include Chicago. The Blackhawks were in the playoffs. The Cubs were in the playoffs. The White Sox were in the playoffs. The Bears are 5-2. It's just the Bulls that are bad.
Hey.
But you care a lot about the Bulls.
Yeah, you just care a lot about the Bulls.
I think, what but the Houston? White Sox have been bad until this year.
Well, we're talking about this year because if we weren't, then D.C. wouldn't be included since the Caps recently won and the Nats recently won.
Well, it's got to be the Knicks then.
I don't know if you can say New Houston. York. I want Houston to be bad, but...
I mean, Houston. Rockets they choke every year.
But, like, I don't really think they care that they cheated. Like, they still celebrate that thing. They were almost in it this year.
What about Minnesota?
Yeah, but the other two suck.
Minnesota? Yeah. Oh, Detroit! The Ooh. Lions, the Pistons, Ooh. The Red Wings just had, like, we're on pace to have the
I think
worst
we found it.
Season in
yeah.
hockey history.
I think we found it. The Lions. They're at the Tigers.
The Tigers.
All right, we found it. Congratulations, Detroit.
At least
you are 2020's sorriest Sports City.
You know what we got to do today?
What do we got to do?
Hot.
Not hot.
Jam.